We alluded to this issue. It's an issue that comes up halacha l'maisa throughout Hilchos Shabbos. We alluded it to in last year when we were talking about the Isser to be mevatel kli meichano, when you're taking a kli that's fit on Shabbos, it's totally usable, and now in some way, shape, or form that we discussed in great detail in last year, we created a scenario that now it's going to be not usable. So the Rabbanan, the Gemara presents that there's an Isser, the Rabbanan, to do that, which is called the Isser Levatel Kli Meichano. So the Rishonim, we kind of glossed over it in last year. The Rishonim in the different sugyas, in the sugya on Kufrin Dalid with the donkey, with the kalim that were going to fall onto the pillows, the Rishonim kind of were navigating how do you get around the issue that the pillow is going to become a basis ledavar ha'aser. Basis ledavar ha'aser is something which is introduced in the sugya on Daf Mem Vavim Beis going on to Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, which is that the Gemara discusses something which we referenced even in the Shirim, in Rebbe Shirim, in the Sugyas of Davar Shini Miskaven. The Gemara is talking about this candle, the shemen of a candle, and the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't be metalta the candle because Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Shini Miskaven, and the Gemara, if you remember, the Gemara wanted to make a distinction between the Oraisas and the Rabbanans. The Gemara says, Davar Shini Miskaven is always a problem, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we're worried that the candle will go out, and that's going to be the problem with being metalta the candle according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara poses the question, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Davar Shini Miskaven Mutter, why is there going to be a problem of carrying a lit candle? Shouldn't it be, at the end of the day, a Davar Shini Miskaven? So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. El Amar Rava Hanach Lener Shemen Upsila Hold Nasis Basis L'Davar Ha'aser. You're right. The problem is not because it might be extinguished. That would, in the end of the day, be a Davar Shini Miskaven. But the problem is that there is a foundation here. There is a supporting unit. There's something, a receptacle that's holding the Adavar Mukta, and that itself becomes Mukta, even though I'm not holding the Mukta item itself, and that's called Basis L'Davar Aser. Basis, it's a basis. It's a basis for the Davar Aser, and that is a problem of Mukta as well. So Rashi writes, over there, L'Davar Aser, L'Shal Heves, to the flame. We're not going to have time, we alluded to this also in the past. Why exactly a flame is Mukta is a tremendous debate between the Chazanish, Rav Meisher, Rav Shlomo Zalman, leading to ultimately why flashlights might be a problem or maybe not a problem. But for some reason the Gemara is assuming, let's assume for now, a shalheves, a flame, is considered a davar mukta. The b'chihai mukta, says Rashi, moder Reb Shimon. This type of mukta, even though Reb Shimon in general is more, has a more lax opinion when it comes to mukta, this type of mukta, even Reb Shimon subscribes to. Shahakli, says Rashi, Tafel l'shalheves be'odo bo, v'lav mishum d'chayish l'kviya. You're right. Reb Shimon is not worried about anything extinguishing. But over here it's a basis. Says Rashi, what's a basis? How do you define a basis? Shahakli tafel l'shalheves. That's already Rashi's beginning interpretation of what a basis is, that there's a tfelis. It's secondary. It's defined by the item that it's holding. You go a few more lines, the Gemara is continuing on the concept of buses. The Gemara is discussing something which emerges from all the time in later shiurim, maybe the next year, when you have a buses, you have a table or something that's supporting not only a mukta item, but it's also supporting a davar amutter, something that's usable on Shabbos. So, does it have is it considered a buses or not? Because on the one hand, it's holding an usher item, it's holding a mukta, it's tafel to the mukta item. But on the other hand, it's also holding a mutter item. So the Gemara discusses this kalkala that has an evan, a rack, which is mukta inside of it. And the Gemara says, if there are peris inside of it, if there are also fruits which are edible on Shabbos, so then, time of the isbe peri, hales be peri lo. If there are fruits inside of it, then you're allowed to move around the basket, because the basket is not necessarily a basis davar aser, it's also holding fruits. However, if there are no fruits, so then it's a problem. Says Rashi, Rashi says, ha'aleka peri lo, the klinas is basis le'evin. Again, if there are no fruits there, and all the basket is supporting is a rack which is mukta, utfeilo lo, says Rashi again, and it becomes secondary, and it's represented with the muktzah item that it's supporting, says Rashi, ubatil toras kli dide. And says Rashi, what the basis does is basically removes its independent characteristics, the basket, and it's batel koras kli, even though kalim be'etzim are mutter, if they're having mutter purposes, but now because it's viewed in a secondary, it's tufel to the mukta item, so now it becomes batel toras kli dide. Fine. So that's very important, just in the introduction of basis. Few things Rashi, we're going to get back to these Rashis. And Rashi just gave us a few code words in defining buses, and Amir Tashem will see why that's going to have relevance in a second. The problem with the sugya of buses is that there are a few Gemaras that discuss the interaction between a muksa item and a mutter item, and the Gemara seems to ignore any issue of buses, and the Rishonim try to resolve why buses is not a problem in those various sugyas, and ultimately that really plays out with these Rishonim to Shulchan Aruch in terms of when is buses going to be a problem, when is buses not going to be a problem. There are a few klalim that I'm just going to put across the board in right now to know when we're talking about the sugyas of buses, in order to navigate throughout these sugyas, that the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says often when it comes to the halacha of buses, that it's only a basis if you're meiniach. If a person has das that it should be on there, and I know that it's on there, and I didn't just like fall upon there, whatever, the Gemara says meiniach. But if I forgot about it, it's the shocheach, so then it's not going to be a basis. We have to delve into that a little bit. Who's meiniach? What's meiniach? What does that mean exactly? But that's the klal that the Gemara gives. Fine. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, in the sugyas that we were talking about, Hatmana, the Gemara says, sometimes your matmin, you insulate your pot with things that are not able, you're not able to be metalta. You sometimes insulate your pot, you do Hatmana with a davar muksa. So the Gemara says on Dafnir Aleph, Taman v'kisa b'davar hanito b'shabbis, o taman b'davar she'eno nito b'shabbis, v'kisa b'davar hanito b'shabbis, harezen el tomo maser. If you're being matmin with things that are able to be removed, so fine, so we have no problem, we can take it off, we can take it on, that's not going to be an issue. However, says the Gemara, taman v'kisa b'davar she'eno nito b'shabbis, if you do atmana with a mukta item, or even if you insulate the side b'davar hanito, osha taman b'davar hanito b'shabbis, v'kisa b'davar she'eno nito b'shabbis, but on top, right? Because again, we need Hatmana Bekulo according to the way we paskin. On top, you're insulating it completely, right? Then you're putting a mukta item on top, like avonim, whatever, something that's mukta. So then you have a serious problem, says the Gemara, and the Gemara says as follows. Im hoya megula miktasa nota lumachzir. If you have a way, it's a little bit open space that you can get the side of the pot, and you have the ability to pick up the pot or to move the pot a little bit, so then that's okay. That's going to be a way that you're going to have a direction that you can use this pot and put it back. However, if it's not magul at all, you're not going to be able to get to the handle, or you're not going to be able to get to the surface area of the pot, so then that's going to be a problem. So Rashi comments on that Gemara, and Rashi says, O shetama b'davar sheninito, v'kisa b'davar anito, hareze notu machzir. So Rashi says, if you do hatmana with mukta items, or even if the sides is insulated with something that is not mukta, but on top you have an item that is mukta, if you don't have the ability to latch on to some part of the top, then you can't move it. Because you have nothing to grasp with. Says Rashi. Rashi asks a question. Vim Tomar. What's the problem? Since the sides, the hatman on the sides, is with non-mukta items, so you should be able to clear that away. V'yochzenu b'dof noseh. V'yate al tzida. V'yipo akisoy. Mata al tzida, Says Rashi, I don't understand. The Gemara tells us later on that if there are certain scenarios that I can tilt the item and allow this mukta item that's resting at the top to fall off. The Gemara says, by Evan shall piachas be menar the chavis and let the Evan fall off, says Rashi. So why can't you pick up the item and move it and allow it to tilt off and that would be okay? Says Rashi, I'll tell you why. Because that only works, you can pick it up in order to shake it off down in the drain or in the garbage. That's only good when it's not meniach, when it's shocheach, like we just said, you forgot it there. But a person was meniach, says Rashi, then you're not allowed to pick it up and shake it off. Continues Rashi. And our case is what? Meniach. So therefore, you're restricted. You don't have all the options over here, and you can't do what the Gemara says on Kof Mem Beis Amud Beis. V'heichad de'migula miktzaso, ein ze tiltol shemitzagdo v'akisa nofem eilo. However, says Rashi, if you go back to our Gemara, if the side itself is megula that I could just tip it over a little bit, so then that will not be a problem. And that will be okay. And ultimately, even though I have the mukta on top of the pot of soup, I can tilt it, and that would solve my situation. And now I don't have a problem of mukta on my pot. Tosfos jumps on the spot right there. Dira maschol o. He says, Rashi, I have no idea what you're talking about. You yourself quoted the Gemara on Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis that says that if it's meniach, then the item becomes a basis l'davar aser. Tosfos says, what does a basis l'davar aser mean? A basis l'davar aser means the item underneath becomes mukta. It's just like the properties of the top item. So argues Tosfos, I don't even understand how you read the Gemara, Rashi. The Gemara says if it's megula miktasa, you're telling me, Rashi, that what that meant is because you had a question. That it was meniach and it was not shocheach. If it's meniach, Rashi, so then you can't even tip it over, says Tosos. You can't be menayer it. What are you talking about, Rashi? If you're going to set up the Gemara to be a real case of meniach, which the Gemara in Kuf Mem Beis says is what qualifies as a real basis and makes the underneath item real chetzo of mukza, you're not allowed to shake that. It's not even pushing, you're allowed to touch that. Everyone says, yeah, mukta, you're allowed to touch. Not so pushy. We have to get to when you're allowed to touch mukta, when you're not allowed to touch mukta. Not so clear. But Tosfos says, that's mukta. It's a basis of davar aser. Of course you can't shake that. You're going to set up this Gemara as meniach, says Tosfos. You basically have been guilty of overkill. You can't read the rest of the Gemara, and it doesn't read straight. So how does one be Ashi Rashi? Chora, what Tosfos is saying, is a strong kashya. He stuck himself in the foot. He shot himself in the foot. He's not going to be able to read the maskona of the Gemara that there's going to be options to tilt the mukta on top and not be a problem. That's Gemara number one. We'll get into the second how Tosfos understands the Gemara and says that this is not an issue of basis bechlal. We'll get back to that. Tosfos has a totally different read. Obviously, this is not a case of meniach. This is not a regular basis, and Tosfos has a different explanation why and how he gets around basis, which will have ramifications halacha lemaisa. But let's get back. Then there's another Gemara. The Gemara talks on Kof Gimel and Aleph about a paga shetabna betevin v'charara shetabna begecholim. You're taking this te'ena, this fig, and you're putting it, you're insulating it inside some sort of straw or whatever. You're trying to make it grow or sprout. So the Gemara says in Megula Miktasa Mutalatatala, if it's a little bit sticking out on the top, so then you're allowed to move it out. V'imlav asalatatala. And if not, then it's going to be asalatatala. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai gave another option. Put tochven kush o karkar, put something, some sort of stick that you can now pluck it into the item, and then mela you'll be able to slip it out, and everything will just fall by the wayside, and you'll be absolutely, there won't be a problem, because the Gemara here is discussing the issue that it's only going to be tiltum min atzad, and tiltum min atzad lo shmei tiltum. This is something we haven't gotten to yet, but the Gemara discusses the concept that if I'm not going to directly be metaltum mukta, again, don't derive any conclusions from what I'm saying right now, the sugya on its own. The Gemara is saying, "Totum atzad lo shmei totel." If I'm not directly being metaltum mukta, so then that's not going to be a problem of tilt. That's a lo shmei totel. That's not considered being metaltum. So the Gemara says that's why you have all these options, even though there are mukta items that are surrounding this paga or surrounding this fig. That's a way that you can not be violate the isser of totel mukta. We've shown them all jump here. What happened to buses? You have mukta item totally surrounding this item, and you're telling me that there's absolutely no problem with buses. What's going on here? Why did we forget about the issue of buses? Comes along the Balamor, and the Balamor suggests the following chit. The Balamor says we're misunderstanding the whole yisod of buses. We approach the yisod of buses, and we look at it, and we think about a table. We say, one thing is on top of the other, and therefore the underneath, the one that's supporting the other kli, the mukta item, so the properties of the mukta item also go to the thing, to the support, and it all becomes mukta. It's like, there's a status of the upper item, and whatever's holech tachton, you know, it's mekabel dinim, like hilchos tumah, it's a kli lekabel tumah, it's a kli lekabel hilchos dinim mukta, and therefore the item becomes mukta. Says the Baal Mor, not so fast. That's not the case. Says the Baal Mor, Bosses of Davar Aser is much more lumbish. It's not just practically one item that's sitting on another item, and therefore the item becomes mukta. Says the Baal Mor, in order for something to become a Bosses of Davar Aser, it has to be that the mutter item is being mishtamesh the Aser item. But if it's not serving the Aser item, says the Baal Mor, you don't become a Bosses just because one's on top of the other. It's not a practical approach. It's not like we look who's on the top bunk bed, who's on the bottom, who wins. That's not the case. Says the Baal Mor, no, we look at what's subservient to the other one. What's being mishtamish the other one. Therefore, the Baal Mor, in one fell swoop, he tries to answer all of these Gemaras. He says, you're asking me kashas from Atmana? Atmana's not a kasha. Atmana, what's serving what? Atmana, the mukta item, is serving the mukta item, the kedera. That's not a busus of davar aser, says the Baal Mor. That's pumfakir of what a busus of davar aser is. You need a hispadlus. The Baal Mor says this is a chalois. This is, it's a yisrael, it's a lom de shazach. It's brisk. It's not just a practical mukta halacha lamaisa. No, you have to look and you have to analyze what's doing what. And there's a whole process and procedure, according to the Baal Mor, in order to decide and decipher whether or not this is actually a busus davar aser. I don't care where the item is. I don't care what the item is. I want to know what's doing to what. Who's acting with who? Who's supporting what? Who's being mevatel themselves to the other item and being mishtamesh the other item? That's what the Baal Mor says. And the Baal Mor says the same thing with the paga. He says, you're doing it in order to enhance the davar mutter, but I'm not doing it there because I want to protect and I want to save the mukta item. So therefore, the other items are not acting as a busus davar aser. The fig, which is the key item over here, is not a busus to the mukta item, says the Baal Mor, because it's not being mishtamesh any of these items from fakir. The mukta is being mishtamesh for the paga. Now the Baal Mor thinks, and he says, you go through all the sigs of busus, you look through the Baal Mor. Baal Mor says, by mita, by mace, it's not exactly clear exactly what he's saying. The Baal Mor says, by a mita and a mace, so also even though the mace is on the mita, I don't really care that the mace is on the mita is not really being mishtamish, the mace for harai, I'm just going to throw it on the floor in a second, just a way to get it out of the house, I don't really care. And I'll explain to you what I think he means in a second. But the Baal Mor basically explains all these things, and he says, if you analyze, the davar mutter is not being mishtamish, the davar mukta, and that's why all these things are not a problem of buses. Now to be intellectually honest, there are some Gemaras which I think are problematic for the Baal Mor. I think the Rishonim already picked up on this. The case of Evan Shalpi Achavis, which is where we're bringing a raya to this whole concept of meniach, that you need das, that it should be there, and it's not. So what's going on over there? Evan shalpi achavis, isn't that an evan that's acting as a cap? Right? Isn't that a mukta that's serving the bottle, the davar mutter? Shouldn't that not be an issue of buses according to the Balamor? So the Ritva on Daf Mem Tes, Amud Aleph, already asked this kasha. And the Ritva says, it's a cap. The davar mutter, right. So why should that be a buses?
Oh, the Gemara.
Yeah. The Gemara says buses. The Gemara is learning the column of the buses. So the Ritva. So that's the Ritva's approach. The Ritva says, according to the Baal Mor, you have to assume that it's not only serving as a cap. You also like this Evan, and it's a precious Evan, and I can't leave it on the floor, and I need to put it there in order to be matzniya makom for the Evan. And the bottle itself is also being mishtamish for the Evan. So that's the way the Ritva touches up that Gemara. That some Sefer has a different way to understand that Gemara in order to jive and solve all these issues in order that make that buses throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara said that it was a buses, it was the Davar Mutter being Mishtamish to the Davar Asir. So Rabosai, let's hold this Baal Mor right now and let's see what happens with this. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Rabbi Kiva Eger makes the following deal. A diak from like a Rashi, it's unbelievable what Rabbi Kiva Eger did over here. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you look through the sugyas that Rashi commented, when the Gemara was saying this, Gemara, a few places, says this distinction. Meniach is a basis. Shocheach is not a basis, like we presented before. And the Gemara is talking about this, Evan Shalpi Achavis. So Rashi, on Kuf Mem Beis Mem Beis, I think that was where there was an error on the Mar Makomos. I tried to fill it in on some of your Mar Makomos. So the Gemara says in Rashi Dibra Maschil Nase, Nasis Chavis Basis Davar Aser, says Rashi, but Aser Latosa, Sha'afa Chavis Mukta, says Rashi, if there's actual Das, you want it to be there on top, going into Shabbos, and you know that it's going to be there, so therefore, even the Chavis, the barrel of wine, now becomes Mukta, and Rashi says, and therefore what? What am I limited and what am I restricted to do? Aser latosa, you can't even tilt it over because that's a basis davar aser. Okay, that makes sense. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, if you look at Kuf Chaf Hei Mabez, when Rashi Rashi's commenting on the similar Gemara, and Rashi says, when Rashi is telling you when you had das and you're meniach it, it becomes a basis. Achavis basis le'evin shidavra iser. The chavis, the barrel is underneath the evin, which is mukta. Ve'ein metalta le'sachavis. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger. One word. He says, why did Rashi say ve'ein metalta le'sachavis, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. I could say better, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. I could say ve'ein lahatos. Ve'ein lena'er. If you really have the properties of a basis davar aser, you got to stay away from that item because that's mukta. Why is Rashi telling you that you're not allowed to be metalta l'chayra? That's shalokadin. Rashi agrees l'chayra that a basis davar aser, and here's a case where it's really becoming a basis davar aser. The Gemara is talking about where you're meniach, and Rashi seems to say specifically that you're only metalta. That's from Kiva Eger's kasha. Comes along from Kiva Eger, and Kiva Eger thinks, I have the answer. I think Rashi is in agreement with the Baal Mor. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, I don't have Rashi saying the whole shtickel Torah because Rashi is a parish in the Gemara. However, I think you could resolve this issue, the theory in Rashi's, with this idea of the Baal Mor. Exactly what we just said. There could be different reasons why the Evan is sitting on top of the Chavis. Is the Evan sitting on top of the Chavis because we're trying to protect the Evan? Like a real McCoy Basis Davar Aser, that the item underneath is actually being Mishtamish and I'm being Meniachit, and it gets the properties of Basis Davar Aser, because that is what a Basis Davar Aser is according to the Baal Mor, that the Davar Mutter is being Mishtamish and serving the upper item, and there's a process and procedure to the Halacha called Basis, or not. This item is really not a Basis, it's not a full-fledged Basis. And it's on top. And therefore, Rashi is of the opinion that really, when it's acting as a cap and it doesn't have the properties of a basis like the Baal Mor told us, So therefore, it's mutter to shake it off, because it doesn't lend the properties to the underneath item, to the supporting item, and you could tilt it. Up comes Rashi and says, even though it doesn't get all the properties of a basis, it's still going to be usher to be metaltal this kli. It's still going to be usher to pick it up and move it around. Where do we have such precedence for that? So the Chazon Ish, in his in Simon Memches Sifkat Ches, and also Memzayin Sifkat Zayin, the Chazon Ish, and we'll get back to this Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in a few places says there's a difference between just being menayer. Being menayer, I'm just trying. I have this hat right over here, and I have a bosses on top of it, right? Or an Evan on top of it. I just want to shake it off. I don't care about the mukta. I'm not being metaltal letzarech the mukta. I'm not doing tiltal mukta. I'm just being mesalik olav. I'm just trying to remove it. So therefore, that's a much more lenient type of tiltal. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says all you're viewed when you do such a thing is you're being metaltal the davar mutter, providing that this item never became a basis. If the item became a basis, so I don't care what you're doing, you're right now touching mukta. So that's not going to help. So if you accept Rabbi Kivayger's pshat, that if the item on top is not being served by the underneath item, it's that the underneath item is not mishtamesh, the davar mukta, so then the item does not become a basis. Then one could argue, says the Chazon Ish, that to be menayer, so I'm really just being metaltal the mutter item. Now once I'm going to pick it up and I'm actually going to be metaltal, so then one could view it that I'm touching the mukta item. So therefore, Rashi drew a distinction, and Rashi says when the upper item was not actually, when the lower item was not actually serving and you didn't qualify as a basis like the Baal Mor presented to us, so then that's not going to be a full-fledged basis, and that's why Rashi said it's also letalto, but it's not going to be aser benir. Rabosei from Kveager is right. That's the answer to Taisus Kasha and Rashi on Dafna and Aleph. Because once again, the Baal Mor said when it came to Hatmana, what's serving what? The Baal Mor said when it came to Hatmana, the mukta item is serving the davar mutter item. That's not a basis, says the Baal Mor. And then Tosos jumped on Rashi. Rashi, if you're saying it's a real case of meniach, so how are you allowed to shake it? How could the Gemara says if it's megula that that's not going to be a problem, but if you're meniach midas, says Tosos, that's going to be a full-fledged basis of davar aser. What does Rashi retort and answer back to Tosos? You missed the boat, Tosos. That's not a basis of davar aser. Says Rashi, did you look at the Baal Mor? Do you understand the process and the procedure to become a basis of davar aser? It's not just a mukta item with a non-mukta item. It's just a combination of two things, a bunk bed, one on top of the other, and we just say that the underneath item becomes a basis of davar aser because it's supporting it. No, there has to be a relationship. It has to serve one to the other. And since in the case of Atmani, you don't have that, you're missing that property. So Rashi says fundamentally, it's not a basis. Therefore, Rashi says, I can now understand the Gemara. If it's Megula b'miktas and I have a way to tilt it without actually picking it up, so therefore, that's going to be totally mutter. Just like Rabbi Kivayger was medayik in the later Rashis, that Rashi says, when it's not going to be a basis because of the logic of the Baal Mor, it's going to be asur l'talto, and it's going to be mutter lahatos. Where do you find such a precedent? So that's what we said. The Chazon Ish says, even according to those leniencies of the Baal Mor, he's of the opinion that the Baal Mor himself, this is a chiddush. Not everyone agrees, and Magen Avraham doesn't hold to this. The Chazon Ish thinks that even according to the Baal Mor that said this fancy shtickel Torah, that said a basis means what, there's a relationship, there's a procedure, there's a process. The item on top has to be served by the lower item. He thought, the Chazon Ish, that the Baal Mor himself would not allow you to pick it up and be metalta. He thought that even the Baal Mor would only allow you to be menayer, and this type of chiluk does find its roots also in other figures which we're going to get to, that the Mishnah Berurah already makes a certain split. He doesn't say it by this case, but the Mishnah Berurah in other areas, and we'll allude to it in Mirtz Hashem, does quote this split of near as opposed to tilthul. If what?
The Chazon Ish case, if the rock is on top and it's being mishtamish, the
when you're being when you pick up the kli?
Yeah.
When you pick up the kli? So the Gemara says, certain cases, Tiltum and Atzad is mutter. Right, so the Chazon Ish is saying, but now it's not mutter at midine basis, meaning to learn the sugyas of Tiltum and Atzad. There are certain cases, Tiltum and Atzad. The Gemara has
The Gemara has tilted. We just read the Gemara, Kuf Chav Gimel, tiltum and atzad, lo shmei tiltum. Now, you can't read, that's why I said don't paskin based on that Gemara. You can't read that Gemara alone, but there are clearly cases that tiltum and atzad might be totally mutter and might even apply to shoveling the snow on Shabbos. We'll have to get back to
that.
According to the Chazon Ish, not all the way. And according to Rashi clearly, if Rabbi Akiva Eger's explanation of Rashi is correct, he's making this split.
Is it like another level of like the Dover HaUser is being Mishtamish, the Dover HaMutter, then like that's even more Mako, then you could, or is it like once the Dover HaMutter
maybe. I mean, but then we're losing our explanation in Rashi's, meaning we're trying to say that even in cases where the Dover HaMukta is being Mishtamish, the Dover HaHeter, we're saying that this Chilak applies. But I hear where you're going. Right, he says that Rashi is correct. You're 100%. Rashi is not correct. It could be that the Baal Mor himself didn't hold of the whole shtickle prayer of Rabbi Akiva Eger. He himself didn't think that Rashi held of this. But he's not. I don't think he's disagreeing with Rashi's whole approach in terms of Tosos kashas. But it could be the Baal Mor holds that there is no split. Once you're not a bussis like the Magen Avraham thinks against the Chazon Ish, you're not a bussis at all. I think the Baal Mor was only bothered by Rashi's. He first of all, he didn't see what Rabbi Akiva Eger was saying. He didn't see this in Rashi, and therefore he answered all these kashas. He didn't have the stira on Kuf Chaf Hei and Kuf Mem Ba'ez, which is where Rabbi Akiva Eger is building this yisod in Rashi. You just take Rashi alone on Nun Aleph, like Tosfos points out. He says, I have no idea what Rashi is talking about. So the Baal Mor says, Tosfos is making a good point. What is Rashi talking about? How do you have this mixed apples and orange? It's either a busis or it's not a busis. So your Ha'ara is correct. If you would take the Chazon Ish's Hesber within the Baal Mor, that the Baal Mor himself holds of a split within Bussis, so then you have a real problem. So why didn't the Baal Mor see that in Rashi? Why is the Baal Mor saying by Rashi and in Achon, the Baal Mor should have known Rabbi Akiva Eger's Shtickle Torah? I don't know. Maybe it's because the Baal Mor couldn't believe that that's what Rashi was saying because he didn't have the other Rashis that he was saying Rabbi Akiva Eger's Shtickle Torah. We're coming from the back door. We're saying we have other issues with Rashi. Now we can reinterpret Rashi on Nun Aleph, and maybe that's what he was saying. And to be honest, you look at Rashi on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes. Rashi sounds like this. Rashi says, "Lo'ech basan de lo nasis basas lehen." Why? She'eno also. He says, Rashi, why is it not a basis? She'eno also el lechasos k'deira. Rashi says there's a reason why it's not a basis, because it's doing something else. It's there for the k'deira. So again, if I was just reading Rashi and Memtes, I wouldn't say this kiddush on my own. But once Rabbi Akiva Eger says you have a blatant stira in Rashi, and now that resolves all the kashas of Tosfos on Rashi and Daf Nun Aleph. And now in addition we have Rashi and Memtes that seems to be adding something else to explain why this is not a busis. It could be that Rashi really agreed to this yisod of the Baal Mor, that there's a chalos, there's a procedure, there's a process to becoming a busis. It's not just a practical approach, and therefore. Rashi said like this in all these cases, and that's how he resolved Tosfos issue. Yes.
Why is the pot become a bucket then? Like, why is also somebody assuming that now the pot is serving the materially ring module?
No, he was saying that if you have the ability to tilt the item, so then it doesn't become a busis ever. If I practically don't have the ability to tilt the item, so then I'm going to be stuck.
Yeah. Right, that's Tosfos Kasha. That's exactly what he's asking. So I understand. No, it's a mixas busis. That's what Rashi was saying. Over here, it's a maniach, and Rashi still in the same mouth was saying that there were certain things Rashi was saying. Rabbi Akiva Eger saying Rashi was saying means that that's why I can't pick it up and I can't be metaltel it, but I still can be menayer. What is this? Where do you get this cholin? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, I have a cholin from Rashi himself. You have this mixas busis. You have this middle category that you can be menayer, but you can't be metaltel. Oh, I don't think it's a tiltum and atzad, it's a baharaya.
The Chazon Ish. Meaning. I don't think so, because the Chazon Ish would say that even though the Gemara says that you have a lot of chaviyu, so you have tzarech makomo, which is al tiltum and atzad would be mutter, Chazon Ish would say here, no, it's not the case, because here it's a bus. Like even in the Baal Mor, right? The Chazon Ish wants to restrict the Baal Mor, and he wants to say more than the Magen Avraham. The Baal Mor is not as such a kula as you think the Baal Mor is. The Chazon Ish would override certain heterim that you have in Tilta Menatzah. Sounds like that's where the Rosh should have been. Yeah. Halacha l'maisa is this Baal Mor brought in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Brura in Reish Nun Tes, Itaka quotes this svara. He says that in a case where the item is only being mishtamish the davar ha'aser, the davar ha'mutter, so then you're missing the yesod of basis, and therefore it would not be a basis of davar ha'aser. So the Mishnah Brura does bring down the svara of the Baal Mor. Fine, so we got the Baal Mor's lamdis, and we see that it even plays a role. Halach l'maisa, the Mishnah Brura quotes it. But how do the other Rishonim resolve some of these questions? Tosfos, yeah, he attacked Rashi. So how does he resolve all these questions? So Tosfos creates in a few places, both on Daf and Aleph, also Tosfos in the beginning of Beitza. The beginning of Beitza, the bottom Tosfos is discussing a person that's eating chicken, and he's left over the bones. And on Yontif, those bones, even though they're still possibly edible for the klovim, or if they're not edible, then it would be a problem even on Shabbos, but if they're possibly edible for the klovim, so on Yontif, where we're more machmir and muksa, so then these bones and these peels would be problematic. So the Gemara says that you have a heter to do some sort of indirect tiltah, some sort of tiltah minatzad. You can be minaris, hatavla, you can shake the tray or whatever it is, or the table, and that's the way you can throw your bones into the garbage. So Tosos there, and in a few places in Shabbos as well, and Tosos on Bachman Aleph says, why doesn't it become a basis of davar ha'aser? I put it there. So Tosos says it doesn't become a basis of davar ha'aser because I knew at the time that I was going to put it down, I was going to somehow be metalkal. I wasn't going to leave it there for the duration and the rest of Shabbos. So Tosos is saying a new clock. Tosos is telling me, and Tosos says the same thing in the case of Minar Esakishoi. Tosis is saying that this doesn't become a basis, and the reason why I could shake it, and if it's Megula, I can now shake it off, is because it doesn't have the properties of a basis. The pot is absolutely fine, the pot remains mutter, because as long as, at the time that I put it there, I knew somehow, shape or form, I don't know if it's because of my housekeeper that's going to take it up, or pick it up, or for some other way, shape or form, I know this mukta item, you'll figure out the details, will somehow be removed from this table, or from this pot. So that's not going to be a basis davar aser, because as the Rishonim write, it's almanas l'taltala. Tosfos says almanas l'taltala is something that's not going to be considered a basis l'davar ha'aser. It's interesting, the Rashba there in the beginning of Beitza, the Rashba he gives a different opinion than Tosfos, and it makes sense because I think the Rashba in a few areas quotes the Baal Mor and possibly agrees with this Baal Mor in terms of his definition of buses, and the Baal Mor didn't necessarily have to hold of Tosa's opinion of Amanas L'Taltala because he had another way of getting out of the Sugya and Daphne and Aleph of the Hatmana issue. Fundamentally, it wasn't a buses. So the Rashba says there, come on, Atzamos. You think the Atzamos are going to be a buses to my Yontif table? What's the real thing and what's the tuffle thing over here? Look at this. This thing is garbage. It's junk. That's gonna aser my table, says the Rashba. It's junk. And this svara of junk seems, I think, in svara makes a lot of sense if you're in the realm of the Baal Mor. You're understanding that there's a process, there's a procedure, there's a halois, the davar ha'mukta is now being served by the davar ha'mukta, so therefore it takes on the properties of the davar ha'mukta because there's this relationship and there's this service from the fact that it's serving the davar ha'aser, and therefore the Rashba says you put the brakes on something which is junk, which is atzamos, which you can't say the table is there to serve the atzamos. This svar is brought down, the Mishnah Brura brings from the Chayei Adam. You have something which is a penny in a drawer. You have a drawer with a penny. Who cares about a penny? A penny? We don't even put that in stock anymore. No one thinks about a penny. So he says a penny is going to make the item, even if it's the only item in the drawer, maybe that's not going to be a basis davar aser, like the Rashba says, if you would say by atzamos. I just want to go back for a second. Again, the Tosfos had this other way of analyzing these sugyas.
clearly not accepting the shitas of the Balamor. And we're saying Rashi and possibly the Rashba is coming and explaining like the Balamor. So again, just to add why Rashi, L'chora, seems to be following the light of the Balamor, I forgot to come back to the Rashi we started off with in Shia Rabosa. Rashi, when he's talking about the Hanach Shemen Psila, our candles, why are they a Basas Dover Aser, right? The initial place that we're introduced to the concept of Basas Dover Aser, right? So Rashi says, what happens? It's Tafel, the Kli is Tafel L'shal Heves. There's a Tfelus, right? And then Rashi goes on. And because it's Tafelo, Ubotel Torres Kli Dide. It's not a practical approach, says Rashi. No, there's a process, there's a procedure. It loses its properties because it's Tafel, it's serving the upper item. So Rashi, Lefirab Kivega, I think Rashi was goofy saying that in retrospect on Daf Mem Zayin when he's telling you and designing to you what a bus is. A bus is doesn't mean it's just an item that's on top of another item. A bus is means, no, this item lost its independent properties. It's Tafel to the upper Mukta item and therefore really lost its Hishnabshus as an independent Kli. Whereas Tosfos and many other Rishonim that don't agree to Rashi and the Balamor, they disagreed. So how did they understand, and why should they come on to this concept, this idea that al menas l'taltal, if it's not going to remain in the duration of the rest of Shabbos, that it's not going to be an issue of buses? So I was thinking as follows. There is, halacha l'maisa, this is a very important shiloh. There is a Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin, I think I put it on my Rakomos. Yeah. The Trumas Hadeshin discusses the following shiloh. And this happens often. A lot of our draws, a lot of cases like this. Or even in the freezer, you know, you have things potentially could be mukta, and would these things become mukta? The Trumas Hadeshin was asked from the Shoel as follows. If you look at that's true, right? It's not the Shoel, it's he himself, it's a good point, right? Yeah. If you look at Kufman Beis on Beis, so Rashi, the Trumas Hadeshin points out that Rashi writes when it comes to a buses that it's an area that's a moshav, that's a good setting and foundation for the Dabar Mukta. That's something that Rashi writes when he's talking about a buses. So the Trumas Hadeshin asks the following shiloh: what happens if I put something in? It happens to be on another item, on a Dabar Mutter, but it was b'derech hakrai. I didn't really put it there because I wanted the dafka to be there. It was the easiest place for me to place. I had a bunch of things in my freezer or whatever stacked up, and I put it onto an item, but I don't really care. I know, I'm aware about it. I'm meniach, I'm not shocheach, I'm very well aware, and it fits the qualities of basis in terms of what the Gemara told me. Is it meniach or shocheach? It's for sure meniach. However, I don't really care about dafka that it's going to be on me. Comes along the Trumas Hadeshin and says, don't be medayik anything from Rashi. I think that's not what Rashi was coming to allude to. And Avada says the Trumas Hadeshin, halacha l'maisa, this thing becomes a basis l'davar asur. Even though I don't really necessarily care if you would ask me that it's on that item as opposed to something else, I just happen to put it there because that's the most convenient way to put it. Comes along the Magen Avraham in Simon Shintes, in Sif Kotnivov. And he says that he disagrees with the Trumas Hadeshin's conclusion. But if you look in the Trumas Hadeshin's language, when he's explaining why I still think it's a Basis L'davar Aser, even though I really didn't care, I wasn't particular that it has to be V'dafka there, I didn't say Hinini Muchen Muzumen L'Kayim Mitzvah Basis L'davar Aser when I was putting it on, I did it B'derech HaKrai, says the Trumas Hadeshin. Argues the Trumas Hadeshin is lashon as follows. At the end of the day, you put a davar mukta on top of a davar mutter. And therefore, says the Trumas Hadeshin, you were makta daito from the davar mutter. Wow. The Trumas Hadeshin is opening up a new avenue in understanding the nature of basis davar aser. And therefore, the Trumas Hadeshin is coming to be machmir, and he's saying, even if I didn't say Hinini Muchen Mezumen. I didn't really care so much. This wasn't my absolute intention that it has to be B'davka there in order to protect it, or whatever it is. It was B'derech HaKrai. It was the most convenient thing. But at the end of the day, I knew and I was aware that the Mutter item, my dessert, is going to be underneath this Mukta item. So therefore, says the Trumas Hadeshen, practically you were Matze Baito at the beginning of Shabbos, you made the item that was underneath Muktzah. Because you knew that Muktzah items would be on top of it, and you can't move around the Muktzah item. So Trumas Hadeshen is telling us that the nature of Basas Davar Aser, L'chor, is not as lundish as the Baal Mor was presenting. It's just a Heichitimtza of a Haktzah of Kitzoy Das, setting aside in your mind, conceptually, that the Davar Mutter now becomes Muktzah. It's just a way to create and chop a shame Muktzah on to the supporting item. And it's not a chalos or a shtamshis or a derech or a process or a procedure. He doesn't care about anything. It's a practical. Were you mekatzeh das? Did you remove yourself from the mutter item? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, yes, you did. Even though it was derech akrai, it wasn't something that you were particular about. However, you were matzeh das. At the end of the day, says the Trumas Hadeshen, passes the Trumas Hadeshen, that would be 100% mukta. So I was thinking, with Ora, let's see what we were presenting in the Baal Mor and Rashi. I just thought it was interesting that the shoal, again, when I was thinking that there actually was a shoal, so maybe it loses its true Zadeshin, as Rebbe always points out, wrote his own shalos, that's why his shalos were always so geschmack, but when the true Zadeshin starts the tshuva, he says the shoal wants to be medayik from Rashi, because it sounds like you have to be in a scenario where, you know, it's a real moshav, it's a real good setting, and it's set, and that was what your intention were, and you said hinin limuchan umezuman, and you really, you went through this whole procedure and process before. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, don't be medayik sikla chayra from Rashi, says the Trumas Hadeshen. You're maksa das, what do you, that's going to be a basa davaros. But, with fiar analysis in Rashi, makes a lot of sense what the shoal was saying, or the original opinion of the Trumas Hadeshen was saying, that Rashi is of the opinion like the Baal Mor, and there's the word is, if it's derech akrai, that's losing the whole yesod of what a basis is. A basis is not just a practical approach and a way that now I now attain a shame mukta on the davar mutter. A basis is, has properties. A basis is about a relationship. A bus is about the fact, like Rashi tells you, that the Dover Mutter is tofel to the Dover on top. Says the Baal Mor, and says Reb Kiva Eger, it has to even be Mishtamesh, the Dover Mukta on top. And if just the fact that one's sitting on the top of the other, that doesn't do anything in Hilchos Buses, according to the Baal Mor / Rashi. So maybe one could be Medayik and say, no, Rashi would disagree, the Baal Mor would disagree, and Eina Hanami, a bus is Bederech HaKrai. It could be from today until tomorrow, one on top of the other, but that's not what Bussis is all about. Rabosai comes along the Magen Avraham and argues with the Psak of the Trumas Hadeshen in Simin Shin Tes, Sif Katan Vav, and he says he disagrees with the Magen Avraham. I think if it's Bederech HaKrai, Kula Gdola, Rabosai, keep this one in your pocket. Mishtabura Paskins like this, B'makom Tzarech. Even though the Taz held like the Trumas Hadeshen, Mishtabura says one could rely on the Magen Avraham, B'makom Tzarech. If it was Bederech HaKrai, so then you're allowed to be Mako. What's one of the Magen Avraham's rayas? Says, look at the language of the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor says, it sounds like he's saying that Bederech Kiso, he says Bederech this, but not Bederech that, says the Magen Avraham. Sounds like the Baal Mor was coming to tell you Bederech HaKrai is not a basis. Yeah, Magen Avraham, of course. Because that's the Baal Mor's Shita. The whole yesod of basis is not Bederech HaKrai. It's not a practical zak that one's sitting under the other. It's a process, it's a procedure, it's a chalos. And therefore, l'chayre, it's geshmak that the Magen Avraham brings a raya from the Yisod of the Baal Mor, and that Rashi now, in retrospect, now fits with all the other Rashis that are lishitasso, like the Baal Mor, and Bederech HaKrai, that's going to be the support of the psak of the Magen Avraham, because he's learning a whole different lundis within the sugya of Basas of Davar Aser. And the Magen Avraham brings a raya from a Gemara. The Magen Avraham brings a raya from the case of Gemara later on talks about Truma Tameya on top of Truma Tahora that are on a basket. So Gemara says, oh, you have a basis of Davar Aser, Davar Amutter. So then, Meretz Hashem, we'll get to the details of a basis to both of these items, to the Davar Amutter, to the Davar Aser. What's the din? Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, what? I don't understand. Forget the basket. Why doesn't the Truma Tahora that's sitting underneath the Truma Tameya become a basis to the Truma Tameya? And the Gemara, Magen Avraham says, the Gemara is talking about a case where it was Meimiach. Because otherwise, why are you handling Basas Davar Aser V'Amutter? Havadah it's Meimiach, says the Magen Avraham. Why doesn't the Truma Tahora become a Basas to the Truma Tmeya? Zok the Magen Avraham, I'll tell you why. Because the Truma Sadeshin is dead wrong.
Because that case was B'derech HaKrai. Did I B'dashka want the Truma Tmeya to be on top of the Truma Tahira? No, it worked out that the Truma Tmeya happened to be on top of the Truma Tahira. But I didn't specifically want it to be that way. That was where there was space. That was the way it worked out in the basket, and therefore the Truma Tahira does not become a basis to the Davar HaAsar, and therefore Magen Avraham says the Raya Brura that the Truma Sadeshin is wrong. How does the Truma Sadeshin get around this Raya? So there is a Ramah. The Ramah both in Darkei Moshe and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah has a Lashon from the Kolbo, that he has a Lashon as follows. Lashon the Ramah. Sorry, one second. In Shin Yod Aleph and Sif Ches, he says, "Ein ba'ochlin din basis." If you're talking about food, the case of the fruits of the truma in the basket, so the Ramah has a language that he says, "Ein ba'ochlin din basis." So comes along the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Chof Gimel, and he touches up what the Rabbah is saying. He's not saying a ganz Shtikal Torah, a new halacha when it comes to food, that food cannot be a basis. He's just saying that in this case, like the Baal Mor was saying, what's being mishtamish what? The offer was being mishtamish the ochel, and therefore, there's a process and procedure, like the Baal Mor told us, that you can't become a basis, and he was just saying it's a practical yisod. But comes along the Ursameach, the Meir Simcha, he says no. Ochlim themselves fundamentally can never become a basis. Why? Says the Rosh, because a person is never makhtedaito from Ochlim. Ochlim, he always wants to eat on Shabbos. So he's never going to remove his das from the Ochlim on Shabbos. L'chayra, the Rosh is coming from an understanding in basis of Davar Aser, similar to the Truvas Adeshen, that the Yisod of Basis of Davar Aser is a way to be Makta Das, to give a Shei Mukta practically to the underneath to the item that's underneath. And if I'm not going to be Makta Das, if there's something that's unbelievable that doesn't have the ability, Kitzoy Das doesn't apply to that, that will not give it Shei Mukta, because it's a usable fruit, even though it's supporting another item, says the Or Sameach, you won't have it Din Basis. So it could be, if one argues like the Or Sameach, that's the way the Trumas Hadeshin himself is going to get out of the Raya. Because the Trumas Hadeshin himself is understanding that the Yisod of Basel Davar Aser is what? Practical, Haktos Hadas. But if the Osameach is right that when it comes to Ochlim, there is no Haktos Hadas, so the answer to the Magen Avraham's Raya of why the Truma Tahora did not become a Basis to the Truma Tmeya is because it's Ochlim. My Yisod of Basel Davar Aser of Haktos Hadas doesn't apply to Ochlim. Ayin Osameach, says the Trumas Hadeshin. And in Mela, the same Raya the Magen Avraham gave, and Lishitoso has to touch up a Lashon of the Kobo of why Ochlim doesn't have a Din Basis, says the Trumas Hadeshin, no, it's more fundamental, like the Osameach, that since it's based on Haktos Hadas, so therefore it's never going to have a Shem Basis. So it comes out the Magen Avraham is Lishitoso, and is explaining of the Ramah, and we can support the Trumas Hadeshin's Raya in the way he understands Basis Davar Aser, based on the Yisod of the Or Sameach. Rabosai, we'll Mirtz Hashem next time get into more halacha lamaisa, different cases of and different shitas of the Rishonim. There are more sugyas. I just want to leave off with one other nafkamina that I think might apply to this chakira between the Rishonim. The Prima Gadim in the beginning of Simin Shin Ches and Hilchus Mukta talks about the following shaila, which is also very important in the halachas of buses. What happens? In general, everything we've been talking about, subservient, on top, bunk beds, I've been always referring to this case of an item that's on top of another item. What happens if it's not on top of the other item? It's somehow linked together in some other way, but maybe even the item might be, you know, underneath, but it's still connected to the Davar HaMutter. Will that create a basis or not? So the Prima Gadim himself is nistapik about this. And Lamaisa, we come out lahachmir, the Mishabura comes out lahachmir, Vaharai, the Mishabura talks about something we have to really talk about in great detail next time, draws in a table, that the table can become a basis from the draw.
even though Be'etzim, the table, is on top of the draw, on top of the Davar Mukta, that would also create Basis L'davar Aser. The Basis L'davar Aser, the Davar Aser does not necessarily have to be on top. One could argue that this might connect to the Yisod of the Baal HaMor. If the fact, the nature of what a Basis L'davar Aser is that there's a relationship, there's a process, there's a hispatlus, a hishtamshus from the Davar Aser to the Davar Mutter, it's not necessarily important that the Davar Aser is on top. There's some sort of relationship, there's some sort of process procedure, even if they're next to each other, even if it's hanging down on a clothesline on top and the wire would have been necessary, would have been a regular thing that's davar mutter, maybe even though it's underneath, it could create a busis in the opposite direction because it's being mishtamish, maybe, maybe not. However, if you understand that it's a yisod of haktsos hadas, possibly one could argue that the idea of it being on top is a form of haktas adas, because now you knew when you put it there it's going to be on top. You could then zechan this, but one saw that it's going to be on top, I'm never going to be able to get the item underneath, so obviously in such a scenario I was makta my das, so then possibly one could differentiate based on the placement of the item. But just again, we were arguing possibly also according to Tosfos that says this yisod throughout Shas, both in Beitzah and Shabbos, that it's al menas l'taltalo. So possibly maybe Tosfos came to the approach through the Trumas Hadeshen, not like the Baal HaMor that they disagreed with, and they resolved all these sugyas, because a person is makta das on something that they know that's not going to come off. If something, the guy, you know, the housekeeper is going to move the item in the middle of Shabbos, so I know that's going to happen, right? Whatever way I instructed her, whatever it's going to happen, shit's going to get off, or I know it's going to blow away in the middle of Shabbos. So is meniach amanas l'taltala. So Tosfos would be of the opinion, the other approach that we're saying, like the Trumas Hadeshen, that I would never knock to das completely from the item underneath, and therefore, even though they don't hold of any other hishtamshis mucker, but they say in such a scenario that would be a kula within Basas Davar Aser and Mitzvah Shem. Next time, we'll have to figure out how we paskin on items that are going to be taken away, going to be removed. Do we paskin like Tosos? Do we paskin like the Baal HaMor? How do we paskin on items that come on in the middle of Shabbos that weren't there at the beginning of Shabbos? Does Basas Davar Aser specifically apply when it was there Ben Ashmashos or even on Shabbos? And other cases like shirt pockets, pants pockets, a lot of Shailas Halach Lamaisa, and Basas Davar Aser Ramutzer there, Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about next time. Okay. Mincha and refreshments. Oh. Okay.